Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, June 19, 2020. Governor Reynolds signs Executive Order 6 establishing the Governor's Economic Recovery Advisory Board. Executive Order, Governor Kim Reynolds signed Executive Order 6 on June 18, 2020, establishing the Economic Recovery Advisory Board. The board is to serve as the central point of coordination for state activities related to the recovery and rebuilding efforts following the COVID-19 pandemic. The board consists of a chairperson, the state's chief economist, and additional members appointed by the governor. Each appointed member will serve at the pleasure of the governor and without compensation. The governor made the following initial appointments: Ben McLean, Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Ruan Transportation Management Systems, Advisory Board Chairperson; Nick Bowdish, President and CEO of Elite Octane; Mary Andringa, Chairperson of the Board of Vermeer; Randy Etiker, CEO of Hy-Vee; Rosalind Fox, Factory Manager at John Deere; Suresh Ganeshkaran, CEO of University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics; Dan Houston, Chairperson, President, and CEO of Principal Financial Group; A.J. Loss, CEO of Bush Construction; Megan McKay, President of Peachtree Brewing Company; Emily Schmidt, General Counsel of Sukup Manufacturing; Barbara Sloniker, Executive Vice President at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce; Adam Wright, President and CEO of Mid-American Energy Company; and Diane Young, Director of Technical Services / Owner at Foundation Analytical Laboratory. Working groups. The governor will appoint working groups to assist the board in coordinating a comprehensive recovery and growth effort. The chairpersons of the working groups and any other additional members the governor appoints will serve at the pleasure of the governor and without compensation. The following working groups will be established: agriculture, connectivity, economic growth, education, government, public health and health care, and expanding Iowa's workforce. The board will hold public meetings as scheduled by chairperson of the board. Staff and support. Staffing and administrative assistance for the board will be provided by the Office of the Governor and by other agencies, persons, or organizations as deemed necessary or appropriate by the board or the Office of the Governor. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Ron Robinson, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-6256.